Good evening, everyone. This is Vicki with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I am so happy to be with each and every one of you this evening. Here in Georgia, that's where I am. It's just such a beautiful evening. It's already raining, and thankfully the thunderstorms went away up here in the North Georgia mountains. So I am happy to be with you, and I have the most wonderful special guest this evening. Her name is Lorelei Robbins, and she is a relationship astrologer and coach. And Lorelei Robbins is from the Atlanta area, but she is known internationally for all of the work that she's done. She's been on the Joan Rivers Show and CNN and just numerous other radio and TV shows. So she is quite a speaker and quite an astrologer, and I have to let you know that she's been my personal astrologer for several years now, at least four or five, to the best of my memory, and I am just happy. Are you there, Lorelei?
I'm here, Vic.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you this evening, and I know a lot of our listeners are very, very interested in what you have to say about the what's going on with the astrological influences with all the changes. I mean, let me just preempt this for a minute, Lorelei. So many people that I get calls from are saying, you know, what's going on? So what are your thoughts on that as far as astrology?
Well, you know, I really believe this has got to be the most exciting time ever to be alive, frankly. I mean, there's no question many people are having challenges, the economy, all of this. But the cosmic energies, the planetary cycles that are going on are once-in-a-lifetime energies. I mean, first of all, like right in this moment, I mean, in this time frame today, et cetera, first of all, we're in a full moon. Now, that we have, of course, every month. But at a full moon, you know, energies are always more there's a greater awareness, a greater illumination. We just had a major planetary shift last night in that the – well, let me back up a second because, first of all, I think a lot of people believe that things happen to them because the planets are doing something to them. You and I have had these discussions many times. And what's really true is what's happening in the heavens, you know, what's going on out there is happening inside us. It's reflected inside us, as above, so below. So I believe that the planetary cycles are really God's gift to us to be able to understand what's going on inside us, as opposed to, you know, the full moon made me lose my temper, or that's why I'm crying. In other words, it's a way to understand what's happening with each of us. I mean, I've had my own personal astrologer, and I do this for a living for over 30 years. But the planetary cycle that shifted last night is one of a tremendous individuality, a time for people to really have the courage to do what they've perhaps wanted to do forever, you know, and sort of the economy be damned in a sense. What I mean by that is really to have faith in themselves, to have the courage to go in directions they've wanted to go in. I mean, I see so many people that have been on the brink of, you know, making major changes for years, but now really taking the leap of, you know, starting a business, closing a business, getting married, getting divorced, moving to Alaska, opening a healing center, closing a healing, you know, all kinds of things. The planet Uranus, which is the planet that was discovered during the Industrial Revolution, moved into the first sign of the zodiac last night, Aries. That has not been, Uranus has not been in Aries since the 30s. It has an 84-year cycle. And so, you know, many of us, most of us, unless we are of that age, have not seen that energy before. And Aries, being the first sign of the zodiac, is the pioneer. It's, I always call Aries Star Trek energy, you know, that dare to go where you've never been before. And, of course, in the profession that I'm in, I feel so honored and grateful to witness all the schooling that you've done recently, and myself, I've returned to graduate school and for counseling, you know, and I'm thrilled with that. And when I step back and think about my own life, because I'm so focused on, you know, what other people are doing because of my work, and I think, wow, mm-hmm. I'm doing this. You know, I'm actually having the courage at my age to go back to school and pursue something that I've always wanted to do. So getting back to what I said, that I believe this is the most exciting time to be alive, you know, it's like the resources are there for us. There's no question that there are major tests going on now. The planet Uranus, the same planet, is you know, the way I say it, is dancing in the sky opposite the planet Saturn. Well, those are two very different influences. Uranus is uniqueness, originality, inventiveness, innovation, unconventional, bucking the system, and Saturn is the status quo. Saturn is everything that defines us. It's society. It says, you know, you should do this. Don't cash in the 401k. You know, where you're so that opposition, last time that went on was in the 60s, around when Obama was born. So a lot of people are dealing with that. You know, they're kind of having that struggle or that push-pull between, you know, the existing structures in their life that maybe too confining and too restrictive now, and then again wanting to take leaps into new things and new energies. So I just, you know, I'm in awe every day. And what I mean by that is that I'm allowed, if you will, to have this opportunity to witness this, you know, to understand the cosmic energies. And believe me, not to say I'm always making great decisions either, but now at least I understand, you know, phases of the moon, you know, for instance, and trusting the natural rhythms of life. I mean, I've lived so much of my life going against the grain, you know, not against the grain, against the natural rhythm, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I understand.
Just trusting and saying, well, no, this isn't the time maybe to make that phone call. This is the time to still work on what's going on with me inside before I reach out and connect with this person, and trust that, and then watch, you know, other people and their lives unfold and see, you know, why, you know, when people make decisions, sometimes I'm involved in those decisions, you know, they consult with me, sometimes I'm not, but it's just fascinating to me to watch why people make certain decisions when and how they intuitively feel the energies, you know. So I just believe that we've all got an amazing opportunity now to really get in touch with why we came here in the first place. You know, I really believe, and I start every consultation by saying that I believe the soul and God make an agreement, or however one understands God. I mean, I'm real comfortable with the term God, but, you know, and we all came in with certain abilities and talents and qualities and gifts, and we're here to use those gifts to enhance the quality of life for all. And, you know, my background's personnel. I mean, I had a consulting firm for years and used astrology in my work as a tool to really see why, you know, help people in their career choices and help companies hire people that had the talent suited for certain jobs. And, you know, was just, I'd seen every personality test on the planet and started using astrology because I found it so useful and so valuable to understand, you know, no wonder this person's a salesperson. You know, they're a natural to sell ice to an Eskimo, or no wonder this person needs to be behind a desk, you know, working with numbers or whatever. So, I'm personally just feeling, this is the best time of my life, really, now. Just kind of, you know, that old story when we say, you know, I wish I knew then what I know now. Well, certainly that's true, but I know now what I know now, you know.
Right. Well, and it's the right time for you to know what you know now, right?
We all
can.
Well,
I guess, go ahead, Lorelei.
Uh-huh. Go on, I was going to say, and we all can, you know. In other words, you know, wherever anyone is in their life now, I mean, if God brings us to it, God brings us through it. It's like we're all able to work with what we have. And, you know, everybody on the planet really wants to feel a sense of meaning in their life, a sense of purpose. And I haven't found a better tool that so quickly can identify that. You know, in looking at someone's chart and not knowing the decisions or the choices they've made until I interact with them, but knowing how they're wired, you know, knowing what they're knowing the tools that they're working with. I mean,
when someone's going through something, you know what I have found so interesting, Lorelei, is that I have talked to numerologists, and of course I've talked with you many, many times, and so many times people will say, well, you know, why is there such a difference in, you know, 2 days or something? And I always, the way I understand it, is that the influences, even though we completely have free will, but the influences do make it easier for us at times to move forward or to do this goal. Is that correct when I say that, as far as the influences?
Absolutely. You know, it's just like, I mean, even if you use a simple analogy like, you know, it's raining, and we have the free will and choice to take the umbrella and not get wet. You
sure.
know, that's a real simple analogy, which I use a lot. You know, I can tell someone that it may storm, but they're going to decide if they're going to wear a raincoat and take an umbrella.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the beauty. You know, we really are always at choice. There's mm-hmm. no bad chart. There's no bad, you know, I'm saying that in quotes, influence. There may be a more challenging influence, but, you know, I was trained by my own astrologer that, you know, no matter what cycle is going on for someone, in some way they have drawn that energy to them to learn something about how they're wired, you know? And there's no cycle that someone cannot move through and be transformed in the process.
Right.
I mean, positively or negatively, for sure, but that's where the choice comes in. You know, that's what
And also, Lorelei, as I understand it, too, is that not everything in our life is going to be perfect all the time, because otherwise we wouldn't learn. But, you know, one of the questions that I find so fascinating when I talk to a numerologist and when I talk with you is that we have not a predestiny as to our chart, but in essence there is. I mean, when you're born, certain influences are there regardless, you know. Now, how does one work with that in their lifetime, even though there's, of course, there's free will? But someone, I remember talking to you, I believe, and I had, certain marriages in my life, and you said, oh, well, I can see that easily. You know, it was already there. It was almost as if it was planned in the chart type of situation. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, and that's an interesting question. In other words, you know, the difference between is something destined and then where does free will come in? Well, again, to me, that comes back to the soul and God sort of co-creating. You know, in other words, like, okay, I'm going to come in, you know, it's almost like the soul having a conversation with the divine and saying, okay, I'm going to come into this next lifetime to learn about how to value myself. And in order for me to learn how to value myself, I may have to choose to be in certain relationships where I am not valued at all, right?
Right.
Where I feel a low sense of self-esteem and self-worth, marriages, let's say, for instance, or relationships or jobs or whatever, because I really want to learn about how to value myself. Well, the way for me to learn that is obviously to have the contrast of that, as Abraham would say, and the contrast would be to be in relationships with people, let's say, who would not value me, and then I would have the choice then to learn my own value through that, for instance. That would be one situation. So it's like, I don't think the events are predestined. I think the energies we're working with are predestined, but that's where the free will comes in terms of how we work with them. I think when people want to say, well, you know, this was fated or this was destiny, you know, I think some of that is, frankly, not wanting to take responsibility.
I understand that, yes. I totally understand that. And listen, Lorelei, as everyone knows, we are taking callers this evening, and we have Jim from Ohio. Are you there, Jim?
How you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you up there in Ohio?
Good.
Hey, Jim.
Good.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you could maybe help me out, figure out what my purpose or passion is.
Well, how about this? What I'm going to do, give me your birthday, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to look you up in the astrologer's Bible. It's called an ephemeris, and it will tell me where the planets were when you were born, because we don't have time, obviously, to do a full chart with the time and the place necessarily, but although I probably could plug that into the computer, too. But tell me your birthday, Jim.
Okay, March 11th, 1955.
Okay, March 11th, 55.
March. Pisces.
Yeah.
Another Pisces, Jim. I'm a Pisces. I'm March 15th.
Yeah, March 11th, 55. Well, first of all, you know, let me just say, the sun, which is what most people know, you know, I'm a Pisces, I'm a Libra, whatever, the sun sign is like the conductor of the orchestra or the producer of the play. It's the essence of who we are. It's how we define ourselves. And Pisces is the most intuitive, compassionate, gentle sign in the zodiac. I mean, it's the psychic, if you will. The challenge for Pisces can be codependency, can be self-sacrifice, you know, to a point of like being a doormat. I'm overstating this, Jim, just to make a point. Pisces picks up the energy of everybody around them and sometimes can take it on. Now, let me just look at the rest of this. Any idea what time you're born?
Yeah, 1:05 p.m.
Okay, 1:05 p.m., let's see. Moon in Libra. Okay, Mercury in Aquarius, Venus in Aquarius. Let me back up. Your moon is Libra, and Libra is the sign of partnership. Libra is the sign of teamwork. The moon is the feeling nature. The moon is what makes us feel nurtured, safe, secure. And you have the moon in Libra, which means that, you know, being aligned with others, whether it's being married or being partnered or whatever, would be really important to you. In other words, the moon is whatever makes us feel safe, nurtured, and secure. And somebody with the moon in Libra, you know, that they tend to want to be connected in relationship. The challenge for Pisces is because Pisces so sees the potential, it can often, you know, wear rose-colored glasses, you know, see what you want to see. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
You know, it's the idealist. It's like putting someone on a pedestal or, as I said, seeing through the rose-colored glasses, and sometimes the reality of someone is not, you know, Pisces doesn't see that because Pisces, you know, it's the dreamer. It's the last sign of the zodiac. So Pisces is a very evolved energy. You have two planets in Aquarius, and Aquarius is the humanitarian. Aquarius is brotherhood. Often people with Aquarius energy are very. There's a train going by outside. Very adept. Very adept at all the high tech stuff. You know, there's a. But what it would say to me is you've come in to challenge the system. In other words, because Aquarius goes beyond the status quo or challenges the status quo. So, you know, you probably have had some very unique ideas in your life. You have Venus in Aquarius as well. Venus is what we value, what we love, and what we appreciate. So, you know, it's an interesting mix because, in a way, relationships would be really important to you. And the close one-on-one relationships could sometimes be challenging. It's almost like the relationship with humanity sometimes could be easier for you than the one-on-one. Does that make any sense?
I'm kind of critical of what's going on in the world.
Kind of critical. Now, say more about that.
I'm kind of critical of the things that are happening in the world. You know,
critical like, in what way? I mean, when you say critical,
the people just don't get what's going on, you know, and there's atrocities happening every day,
right?
You know, and I'm not saying I got the answers. I just think that things should be different.
Well, you're an interesting mix because the Pisces Aquarius part of you—that's the 11th and 12th sign of the zodiac. As I said, highly evolved. In other words, like the part of you that would be abhorred by what's going on or wanting to make a difference in the world. But here's what's interesting. Your Mars is what drives us. You have Mars in Taurus, which is the second sign of the zodiac, which is much more about feed me, clothe me, put a roof over my head. Very practical, stubborn. You know, Pisces is an adaptable sign, can kind of, you know, morph according to the people around them. But you have Mars in Taurus, which means that would suggest that there's a part of you, like you could, and again, I don't know this, but I'm just going to go with my intuition sort of looking at this. It's like you could talk about the things in the world that you're bothered by, but actually changing your own patterns to change the things in the world could be a challenge for you. Does that make sense?
You mean changing myself?
Changing your own patterns.
Because yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I want to work through.
Right, right, because you have a very, according to your astrological chart, Mars and Taurus, you have a very habitual side. Like, in other words, it's the most resistant to change of all the signs in the zodiac is Taurus, and that's the sign that you have how you take action. In fact, you have Mars in that sign, and Mars, certain planets are at home in certain energies. It's like they wear that costume easily. Mars is the planet of just do it, don't think about it, make it happen. You have it in Taurus, which kind of wants to, it's an interesting mix with the Pisces energy, because Taurus says, I just want to be comfortable. You know, my own creature comforts are important to me. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. I'm not criticizing. But it's almost like it could take you a bit to get out of your own easy chair to actually make a difference to this other part of you that says, I'm critical of what's going on in the world. So,
right.
So the key would be, what can I, Jim, do in my own life to change something that will then mirror a change in the world? See, you could get stuck forever and again, I'm not saying you do this, but I'm just going to go with being on your soapbox about what's going on in the world, you know, and people in your life could go, well, if he's so, you know, concerned with what's going on in the world, why doesn't he do something about it?
Right.
And all I'm saying is, you know, just you changing one basic pattern or habit in your own life would help with that energy. Because, you know, everything each of us does affects everything else. You know, it really does. I mean, everything's connected, which is one of the things that Pisces folks know more than anybody else on the planet, that, you know, everything is connected. So
right.
The beauty of astrology is you have all of these energies. You are a dreamer. You are an idealist. You do want to make a difference. And you have very likely some rutted habit patterns that you might have had challenges in trying to change.
Right.
Not that
no,
you
I mean,
can't. Because Taurus is like a tank. It moves in one direction, but when it really says, okay, I'm intentional about this, then it moves in a new direction. But it definitely can take effort and commitment. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah. I find it hard to actually change.
Yeah, yeah, you would.
Oh.
The Pisces
you know?
Part of you, the Pisces changes all the time, but the way you take action is in this very rutted and rooted sign of Taurus. You know, beauty would be important to you. People that have Mars in Taurus, they have an ability to create beauty around them. I mean, you know, to appreciate the birds singing and the blue sky and the flowers blooming and the rain, you know, and the smell of the rain. I mean, it's a very tactile and very sensual energy, Taurus. See, and the beauty of this tool is that we're all like this composite. You know, we're not just Taurus, we're not just Pisces. So by knowing your raw materials, if you will, you can sort of draw on all of those. And it's interesting that you would call, because all the Pisces folks are in a 12-year cycle of expansion this year. The planet Jupiter, which is the planet of growth and wisdom and optimism and expansion, which has a 12-year cycle, spends a year in each sign, and it went into Pisces in January. So this would be a year for you to learn more about yourself in whatever way you do that, whatever tool you use. I mean, it's interesting you would call, you know, with a question like, okay, I want to know a little bit more about myself or whatever. So you could be studying something new. You know, this could play out in many different ways. You know, Jupiter coming to the sun it's kind of an opportunity to cash in because you deserve it. You know, it's a way to move beyond how you have defined yourself in the past. So, you know, some people consider Jupiter a lucky cycle. Well, we make our own luck. You know, if we believe things are going to be good and are going to play out in a positive way, they often do, you know? I mean, if we believe everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket, it usually does. So
law of attraction.
Law of attraction. So this would be an opportunity, and opportunity is a good word for Jupiter, to sort of, for you, and I don't know where you are in the continuum of having faith and trust in the process of life, but this would be a time for you to renew that, you know, that all things really do work together for good.
Yeah. I mean, do you have a recommendation, though, how to kind of get out of the rut?
Well, you know, I could probably be of more help with that, you know, if we were sort of in a consultation or a session or whatever. Well, number one, you obviously seem like you... Well, let me ask you a question. Tell me one thing you're in a rut about. Tell me an area that you've wanted to change for a long time that doesn't seem to change. You might call it you procrastinating. You might call it whatever you call it. But
well,
can you give me like one example of an area that you'd like to change?
Well, like career.
Okay.
No, knowing my passion.
Okay, so what do you do now for a job?
Electrical assembly.
Electrical assembly, okay. And I'm assuming that that's not something that really lights you up, or just it obviously you make a decent living and can support yourself doing that, right?
Well, I get by, but I mean it's basically boring or mundane, you know. It's
okay.
I'm not using my talents or abilities, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, see, this would be a time with the cycle that you're in to learn, as I said, to learn more about who you are. You know, to learn about these abilities and qualities and talents that you have. You know, whether you wind up changing jobs and making money doing it, or you just allow yourself to pursue something that brings you joy. I mean, not everybody is going to make their job their avocation. I mean, that's just the way it is. But it doesn't mean you can't express yourself in other areas of your life where you feel a sense of meaning. As I said, this really would be a year for you to be, you know, very intentional around that because again, that's the energy that you're in.
Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to say, Lorelei, we have another caller. I wanted to let you know, Jim, for all the callers, if anyone would like a reading, a full-blown reading with Lorelei, can I give out your number, Lorelei?
And if you give my cell number, Vic?
Well, you just let everybody know how to reach you. How do people reach you?
Sure. My cell number is 404-226-0902, and you'll always get a 30-second kind of quick, you know, little cosmic weather thing that's going on. And then you could also go to my email. My email is my name, Lorelei, which is Lorelei, yes, Lorelei, yes, at AOL.
Yeah, and what I would suggest is, because we have we have another caller from Florida, and, you know, Jim, one thing I want to make a comment on is that sometimes when we are looking, and I'm a Pisces too, so I know somewhat what you're going through, is do you meditate? Do you meditate at all?
A little bit,
well,
but
you know,
I'm really even
yeah,
not
you
so
can,
sure how to do it, you know?
Yeah, well, I've just learned recently myself. I used to not like it. But sometimes if we just quiet our hearts and really ask spirit, God, however you want to term, just ask. Just say, I know I'm going through changes and I know this is my opportunity. Just like Lorelei was saying, please give me my next step. And sometimes you can find it in the most beautiful, unusual way. So, but I want to thank you, Jim, for calling in this evening. And just, if you'll just, you know, if you want to call Lorelei, we've got Dale from Florida. Now, are you feel comfortable, Jim, with everything now?
Yeah, I learned some things tonight. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well,
you're very
thank
welcome.
You for calling in. And
right.
Lorelei, I know you might want to take a deep breath. And we have another caller, Dale from Florida. And I just want to remind people that, you know, if you do want to contact Lorelei, we'll give you the number at the end of the show as well. So let's just see what Mr. Dale from Florida has to say this evening. How are you, Dale?
I'm very good. Greetings and salutations from the Tampa Bay area.
Hello.
Well, hi. Yeah. What is your question
yes.
this evening for Lorelei?
Well, my question, hi, Lorelei and Vicki. This is the first
hi.
Time calling your show, Vicki.
Thank
and,
you.
And I'm really turned on and really feeling inspired by both of you tonight.
Thank you.
Lorelei, I am looking... I've really, in the last year, have been feeling a pull to move out west somewhere, but I'm not sure exactly where. And I can give you my birth date and my time, if time of birth, if that helps.
At my computer, so I'm going to put the whole thing in. Yeah, what is it?
December 29, 1965, and born at 5:57 at night.
5:57 p.m. And where were you born, Dale?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Ohioans.
So say a little bit more.
Well, yeah, born and raised, and I've been down here in Tampa now for 21 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I've spent more than half my life down here, so I'm 44 now, and this is home for me. However, I get this feeling I'm supposed to be picking up and moving.
Well, here's what's interesting about you.
I'm feeling this, and I've been waking up for the last, I would say November 1st, around the first week of November of this last year, is when I really had a thump on my head that really kind of like, oh, okay, this is new. You know, that feeling. And I would say month by month since, I have been, the intuitions have been kicking in. Things throughout my life have been turning on. As a matter of fact, I had a real eye-opener when I was 15 years old. And ever since then, it's been a progression, but it's been kind of dormant. But this November, oh, my God, have I been waking up, and I just, it's just gnawing at me, you know. What is it I'm supposed to be doing? Because I've been unemployed for a year, and I understand that, you know, some things had to come to an end. The cycles have to come to an end.
Right.
But I feel like this is a new beginning, a year of a new beginning and of something greater. And I also believe I very well may be a starseed.
Okay. I wouldn't surprise me at all. Well, you're a very interesting combination, Dale, and I'll tell you why. Because you're a Capricorn, which I'm sure you knew, right? What's interesting about that is Capricorn is the most conservative, conventional, obey the rules, you know, I should sign in the zodiac.
Right.
I mean, it's very linear, goal-oriented. I'm sure you've read some of those things. But here's what's interesting. Your moon, your feeling planet is in Pisces. So you are also in a 12-year cycle of emotional expansion. Now, the moon is not only our emotional makeup, it's where we live. And you have this a cycle going on, which actually you're getting three times. You've already had it for a month or so. You'll get it again later on in the summer, and then towards the end of the year, Jupiter coming to the moon. Now, again, that can mean many things. The moon, as I said, represents your home. It represents the women in your life. It represents your emotions. So that could be expansion in relationships with women. That could be liberation from a self-sacrificing, martyr-victim part of you, possibly, because Pisces can go there. But it also could mean a move. Jupiter to the moon, I mean, that's a 12-year cycle. That's kind of a classic move cycle. Now, I'm not predicting, because I don't do that, that you're going to move, but I sure can see why you're itching. Now, get this. Not only are you in that cycle, but you're in a cycle also where Jupiter, this planet of liberation and freedom this year, has come, oh, this is so interesting, I'm like, I'm have goosebumps, has come to the planet.
Yeah, well, you're giving me goosebumps, too.
Well, it's come to the planet Saturn in your chart. Now, let me tell you why that's so important. Everybody born in your year is having this, Jupiter to Saturn. What does that mean? Expanding beyond the things that have defined you, you know, feeling restricted, feeling confined. But it's really important for you because you're a Capricorn and Saturn is your, what I call guardian angel planet, or we call, as astrologers, we call it your ruling planet. Jupiter coming to Saturn means I have to move beyond some of these things that have defined me because I'm feeling stifled, I'm feeling hemmed in, and so some people overthrow the things that have defined them, whether that's a job or a relationship or lack of a job or whatever, or some people kind of massage these things gently out of the way. But this would be a year where you certainly would be questioning, what is it that really defines me? I mean, you know, if you, not that you would say this, but if you said something like, well, should I go? I would say, go. I would say, follow your instincts because, see, It's so interesting. You're pragmatic and realistic as a Capricorn, but you're a dreamer and an idealist with your moon in Pisces. Does that make sense?
Oh, Aunt Pal. Oh, man, yeah.
Both.
Much.
Like a, you're like a pragmatic dreamer and a dreamy pragmatist or something. And,
yeah,
and
I'm,
so,
I'm a blue eye, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but I mean, eye. So this, you know, and the other thing is, not only are you getting Jupiter to the moon, but Jupiter's coming to the top of your chart, like what would be like 12 o'clock noon. Well, the top of the chart is career. The top of the chart, it's not just career. It's who am I in the world? How do people see me in the world? So that means that you have an opportunity for a for greater meaning and purpose in whatever you do or don't do. I mean, if there were ever a time for you to follow an instinct or an intuitive nudging or that you're having, this would be the year for you to do that. No questions. I mean, from an astrological standpoint, for sure. Now, let me say one other thing.
Like
because I have your time, I can talk about one other part of your chart, which is more security conscious. Even though I know you've been out of a job, which would certainly challenge the Capricorn, there's a part of the chart which is called the rising sign. And the rising sign is the persona. It's the mask that we wear. It's not that we put on a mask to deceive people, but it's who we are when people first meet us. I've always called it the interview personality. It's how you appear to other people. Well, your rising sign is the shyest sign in the zodiac. Is the shyest, it's the most nurturing sign in the zodiac. It's the sign of Cancer. Well, so taking a risk would definitely challenge that part of your nature. But my point is, if there were ever a time to trust the universe and take a risk and go where your heart is nudging you to go, this would be the time to do it.
Well,
this would be the year to do it.
Dale?
Yeah, that sounds like what I needed to hear. Yes, ma'am.
This is Vicki.
Yes.
What's keeping you from just, I mean, because I can see you packing your car and making... I just see you doing that. What's stopping you from doing it, from moving? Or is there anything stopping you?
One, an elderly mother that's sick and really is dependent, and two, my lack of income.
Okay.
I really don't. I don't have anything. And right now, it's been very tough. It's been a tough year because I've been dependent
on your mother.
On my mother.
Yeah.
And,
well. And it's- interesting, Jupiter to the moon could also suggest, this is very interesting, it could suggest freedom from mother, whether your mother makes her transition. I'm not saying she's going to die now, I don't know that, but it's interesting, Jupiter to the moon, it's an opportunity for some sort of greater perspective around the relationship with your mother, or greater freedom, but it also, I'm also hearing the not just the dependent, which would be the Cancer rising, but the sacrificing part. Like, I mean, are you the only one to take care of her? Is that part of it?
Yeah, well, my sister's so wrapped up in herself that I'm it. Yeah, my dad's already passed over, and I'm it, and she is very dependent. But, you know, I hate to say this about Mom, but I really feel trapped.
Yeah, well...
I really feel trapped, and it's just driving me crazy. Because I feel like it's holding a lot of things back, too, with me spiritually, because, like I said, the intuitions are coming into play. I mean, for God's sakes, ladies, I'm starting to see stuff in the corners of my eyes that looks like pixie dust every once in a while. Now, what is that?
I think the star seed in me
wants to come out.
From my perspective, and I want to hear what Lorelei says because I come from a different perspective, but I definitely feel a lot of angels communicating with you, and I really want you to open your heart and listen to them because there is a solution here, and I feel like that's probably why you're seeing that, is because there are some very strong influences coming in to guide you and direct you, and I want Lorelei to address that, but that's what I'm feeling right now. Which is a very beautiful thing.
Yes, and there are two things I want to say. One is of an astrological nature. One is of a more spiritual nature. I mean, it's all the same. But as a Capricorn, the planet of power, Pluto, moved into Capricorn in the last year and a half or whatever it is. Well, Pluto has a 248-year cycle, Dale, which means the last time Pluto was in Capricorn was 248 years ago, which means in the next couple of years, you have Pluto. Now, remember, this is reflecting what's going on inside you. You're not at the mercy of any planet. But the planet of power is coming to the sun, is coming to the essence of who you are. So if there were ever a time for you to, I mean, you've lived your life for this time that's coming up in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I do believe that is coming into play. Yes, I really do believe that. That there's that's
huge. So you really want to start praying around how you want to use your power. Now, you may feel powerless, I'm putting that in quotes right now, because you don't have any money, and but that's not, you know, that money is not the only thing around power. So I just want you to know that, to like really look at your interactions with everyone that you come in contact with and where the balance of power is, and just really being aware of that, because, you know, a lot of us will never get this cycle, this lifetime, Pluto coming to the sun. Obviously, we'd have to live 248
wow.
years for everybody to get this. So that's one thing. The other thing I want to say is you can reframe how you are holding this energy around your mother. In other words, that instead of, and I'm not saying that you don't feel trapped, I'm not saying deny what you're feeling, and certainly having outlets for people to talk to about that, but
right.
also knowing that you're doing a great work here by being with your mother. And you know, it's almost like, I'm doing a great work and I can't come down from the mountain. In other words, like...
See,
like,
you know what? That's what has been perplexing me, is, okay, am I doing, by staying here with my mother, by tending to her needs and her desires right now in her elderly age, am I fulfilling this prophecy of myself? But where is this pull coming from to move out west?
Well,
that's
okay.
where this is where I'm at in my life right now.
Yeah, I mean, and it makes sense that you'd be experiencing a push-pull, but my point is, if the higher self of you, you know, has said, you know, there's no one, I mean, I don't know, there's no one else to take care of Mom, I'm choosing to
yep.
do this rather than I have to do this, if you choose to stay. Now, let me ask you this. Have you talked to your mother about that you're wanting to, I mean, how old is your mother, by the way?
She just turned 71.
Okay.
But she's young.
Yeah.
She's
got a lot of problems, though.
Oh, okay.
And,
you live with her?
Yes,
you live with your mother?
Yeah, yes, I do. She's a diabetic,
okay.
and she's got a lot of, she has a lot of respiratory problems, you know, and...
West would be good for her.
She's very large, too, and so am I. And, you know, we are kind of codependent. We really are, and it's, in a lot of ways, I, too, have been making strides to... How do I say, to mend a lot of broken feelings over the years and really get away from this thing of being a victim and instead become more of the enabler of giving her that healing that she needs. I have talked to her about this powers of mine, about what I feel is happening. On one night we got really sincere and she opened up, but you know, it's something that's just, I believe in her core values, that she just can't find it acceptable. And there's no one else in the family I can talk to about it. So it's really me, myself, and I, and a few others around town. And I've got a few internet friends, too, that are plugged in. As a matter of fact, I got a YouTube site, and I've got 230 or 250 friends and subscribers that all feel, you know, we feed off each other, so.
Oh, cool.
That's where I'm getting a lot of my inspiration from, and then just going and just meditating. I'm like, gosh, there's times now I can meditate at a traffic light, and I'm skipping and dipping across the cosmos, and I'm still, my physicality, still sitting here with my foot on the brake pedal at the intersection. So,
Dale, I just want to tell you that in the next couple of weeks on Ask Spirit Now, I'm going to be doing some discussions about codependency and victim and the persecutor and the enabler. And I had a show a couple of weeks about it, but I'm going to go on to it because I've had a lot of people requesting that. So I just want to let you know that in the next couple of weeks. But I just want to let you know, we just have about 10 more minutes on the show, so I just want to make sure everything's kind of cleaned up. Lorelei, did you want to say anything else?
Yeah, I mean,
Dale?
I want to say is that, you know, this is a great time to pray for guidance. That when I said earlier about reframing how you hold the situation with your mother, that if you choose to stay, that you make the decision not from a victim place, but from an empowered place. That, you know, I am going to take care of my mother because that's what I'm choosing to do, not that's what I have to do. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. Yeah, because all this time I've been doing because I felt like I have to.
Yeah,
yes.
It's my obligation, it's my responsibility. Yes. Instead of saying,
yeah,
wait a minute, I can minister to my mother, because Jupiter to the moon, that's an opportunity for a whole new spin on the relationship with your mom. If you choose, you know, it could be liberation from your mom, it could be a better understanding with mom, it could be moving, it could be many things. But one of them is to take your relationship with your mother to a new level and to reframe the choices that you've made. Not, I have no money, so I got to live with my mom and I got to take care of her. Well, that wouldn't make you want to get up in the morning, would it? But how about, this is great work that I'm doing, and I'm not coming down. You know, in other words, okay, God, this is what you have on my plate, and I'm going to do it with joy. That's your choice. Your choice is I can do it with joy, or I can do it with, oh, God, I got to take care of my mother.
And it really is about the law of attraction. We can shift our universe. I know there are astrological influences too, but Dale, we truly, as can Jim and all the other listeners that are with us tonight, with our reframing of what we're feeling and how we're presenting it, our story, we can truly shift our universe because we do have that self-empowerment, correct, Lorelei? To move it, to turn it around.
Well, and especially him, Dale, you've got Pluto coming to the sun. So if there were ever a time for transformation of how you have held responsibility, what responsibility means, I'm responding to. Like, in other words, you know, this is where I am now. It doesn't mean you'll never go out west. You know, take mom with you.
Well, I think this, I really sense that I'll be here till she passes, and not long afterwards, that's when I'll be uprooting and going out west.
Well, that certainly makes sense, too, of course.
Yeah,
well, and that's a good decision.
Sense.
If that's what, you know what, Dale? If it feels good to you, because remember, we have karma. And so if there's something here that you're supposed to finish off with your mother or deal with or get the gift from this relationship, believe me, I know what I'm talking about. Lorelei knows. I've had difficulty with my mother all my life, but I'm now learning the gifts from her, and it has made it incredibly different. Was it easy? No. But, boy, it's a lot easier now. So I just want to, before you get off the line, Dale, I just want to remind everybody that if they want to call Lorelei, she can be reached on her cell number at 404-226-0902. And my website is AskSpiritNow.com, and I'd love to hear your comments. And Lorelei does sessions as well, and I do different types of sessions. And we want to invite you to come and call on us and, you know, see if we can be of any service to you. Now, Dale, was there any other question that you had for Lorelei before we, every time I do my show, Dale, I go, yes, go ahead.
Just a comment. It's not what feels good. It's what feels right about what I need to do with mom. And the strides that I have been getting better with is just telling her at the end of every day, you know, and it's something I hadn't been doing, but I just started saying, you know what, Mom, I love you, I appreciate you, and thanks for what you've done. Thanks for what you've done for me, Mom.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And I hope I can help you out more tomorrow. And it's softening her up. I mean, what mother wouldn't want to hear that at the end of every day?
Absolutely.
Yes.
She misses that
that's
from
true.
Dad. So.
That's true.
Well, you know, and Steve, as your divine work now, not as your pain in the ass, pardon my French, but, you know, as...
Okay.
This is my divine, I have this divine opportunity to be here for my mother. I mean, you know, reframe it and you'll have a whole different experience, and who knows what will open up for you.
Well, you made the magic, I think the two words came into play and they stuck, you know, the little light bulb went off. I'm here not because I have to, and now I'm here because I want to.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that has just, now I want to be here.
Yeah,
it's
my
a self-empowerment.
That's why I'm
Absolutely.
It's your own self-empowerment, your own free will. Yeah.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Yeah.
Well, Lorelei, thank you so much, Dale, for calling in. We appreciate it. It was nice talking to you.
All right. You have a good night, ladies.
Y'all too. Lorelei, is there anything else? We have just about 5 minutes. I always go over on my show, so I promise Seth that every night now I end on time. Is there anything that you want to share with the rest of the listeners this evening? Anything special that can enlighten them, make them feel good about what's going on in the world right now?
Well, really, to really trust what they're being guided around. In other words, to really be very intentional about the relationship with themselves. In other words, and to know that, you know, if there's a nudge, an urging, an intuition, that it's coming from a higher place. And that if, you know, if we have a desire of the Father, if we have a desire for something, it's God's will for us. And if there's a desire of our heart that harms no one else, we'll be guided to how it is fulfilled. And, of course, the key is, you know, to then be in relationship with people who see things in a similar way. You know, I mean, in other words, if people have people in their lives that are downers and that are moaning this and moaning that, it's sort of like you can bless those people and bring new energy in that of people who support whatever it is that you want to, whoever, you know, you want to have happen in your life. I mean, there's never been a better time to trust the process. You know, it's like, you know, show up, open your heart, and trust the process. And we can't lose in that way. And the astrological information is just a support of that, you know, to understand, okay, here are the energies that I'm, you know, that I'm cycling in now, and, you know, and I'm always a choice about what kind of experience I want to have, no matter what's going on.
Right. And I just love what you had said to Dale, because we are self-empowered to go in our direction every single day, Lorelei. And if we feel like something's not right, yet we're being pulled, I just say, ask Spirit. You know, maybe the timing is off on it. But, I mean, right now I'm being pulled to move, too. But I know it's not the right timing because I just know it isn't because I feel like it isn't.
Right.
And but astrologically, you know, based on what you were telling Jim, I know that I will be eventually, but when the timing is right. But I just want to thank everybody. And Lorelei, you have been such a wonderful, wonderful guest. I just thank you so much. It's probably time for me to have a new reading too.
Well, thank you.
What's going on?
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and
you've given me a great opportunity to do what I really love, and it's been fabulous for me. Thank you.
Yeah, and I know you're enjoying your training. It's interesting. Lorelei and I are in two. She was doing the astrology first, and now is going into the counseling. And I've been an attorney, and now I'm going into the spiritual law. So we've almost sort of flip-flopped here. It's been very interesting to watch us through the years of how we've, you know, brought the spiritual and the physical laws together in a different, uniquely way. I just love it. But I want to thank everybody for being here this evening. We still have a little bit of time, and I just want to remind you that go to AskSpiritNow.com and leave me your comments, and you can call Lorelei at 404-226-0902. And Lorelei, it's just about time for us to end. If you just want to have a quick comment for everybody, and then we'll have to say goodnight for the evening.
I just wish everyone blue skies, green lights, and lucky stars.
Yeah, how beautiful. And, you know, I want to thank you, too, Lorelei. Every week, Lorelei has this most beautiful, there are 8 parts of the moon, and we always think there's just 4, but every time there's a new part of the moon coming out, she always sends the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful comments about it, and the pictures are in it, and I just really want to thank you for that, because it helps to understand, you know, what's happening here, why am I feeling this way, and you know, where it caused, but it still helps to understand astrologically that, you know, that makes more sense. There's no sign in the moon. I love that when you share that with me.
Right. I appreciate that. Thank you. And it's great for me every time I write it, because then I remember what the phase of the moon is and what it's best utilized for.
Yes, and tell me again now, we're in a full moon, and what sign are we in now?
Full moon is always the time of awareness, of greater illumination, the ahas. You know, I always suggest to people that those 3 or 4 days of the full moon is not necessarily the time to make decisions because the energy is very high and very up. Sometimes people can overreact. You know, it's like we pour water in a glass, right? And when the water comes to the top of the glass, the water overflows. Well, that's what can happen at a full moon. So the clarity, the really, okay, I really need to do this, like the aha can come during the 3 or 4 days of the full moon. And then the next phase, which is the disseminating moon, which will be in a couple of days, then we get real clear about, okay, that's the insight that I had during the full moon, and now I'm going to share with those important people in my life the things that I've learned in the last few days.
That's awesome. Well, listen, thank you all for visiting with us this evening on Ask Spirit Now, and I hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll look forward to talking with you next Friday night at 9 o'clock, and I'll put on BBS Radio exactly what will be discussed, although sometimes I channel in something at the end. But again, good night, and have a wonderful week. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.